Well, good morning, everyone. Nice to see you on what is a nice, clean, frosty morning. We're turning, please, to Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, and it's the chapter 18 and the verse 15. We're going to start a new subject. This is picture number 8 in the series that we have been conducting, looking in the Bible at some of the pictures, because there are so many. Just some of the pictures of the Lord Jesus that are presented in the lives of men and women that we find there in the Scriptures. Today we're going to look at Moses, and we'll be looking over a number of assemblies at this man. I should say that I came across one man's look at Moses as a picture of Christ, and he had 75 parallels or 75 likenesses between Moses and the Lord Jesus. Now, I haven't quite as many as that, but it does serve to show you how many likenesses between Moses and the Lord Jesus can be found. And I'm sure though that man came up with 75, there could have been others who came up with an even longer list. Now, today there is an exam at 9:30, so I can't overrun my time at all. In fact, I'm going to finish in the will of the Lord at 9:25, and that will give a little buffer. We do wish well any who are involved in the taking of the exam day. May the Lord help them. Now, we've turned you to Deuteronomy chapter 18. Let's look at the verse 15. The verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. Now, that's a direct prophecy by Moses concerning the Messiah. He says, the Lord will raise up a prophet. And then he says this, like unto me. Now, I'm sure you will understand the distinction between me or you saying, I want to be like Jesus. That's what every Christian should desire, to be made more and more like the Lord Jesus. But Moses here is saying that the Messiah will be like him. And I feel you and I must notice that a man like Moses would only make this statement if he was moved by God to do so. None of us of ourselves would dare for a moment to say that Jesus was like us. And yet that's what Moses said. That's what Moses said. I think that we can say that in the life of Moses, we must have one of the clearest, if not the clearest, pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would doubt if those whose lives we have already looked at, and in whose lives we have seen a likeness to Christ, I would doubt if any of those, as they were living, would have been conscious that what I am doing today, the things that are happening unto me today, are a foreshadowing of the great Messiah who is to come. I doubt if any of them would have had that awareness. But Moses directly says, God will raise up unto you a prophet like me. There are things in my life, things that have happened unto me, and the Messiah who is to come will have similar things happen to him. So this is a unique picture of the Lord Jesus. And Moses must stand head and shoulders above all the others who have given to us a likeness of Christ in their lives. I think I might say that the parallels between Moses and the Lord Jesus Christ, the likenesses, serve to prove the truth, the accuracy, the divine nature of the Bible. As we see the parallels between Moses and the Lord Jesus, we will surely see that no one could have set out to try and create in their lives a parallel to Moses. There have been those who have tried to attack the Bible and say that those prophecies of old, clever men read them and then set about fulfilling them, set about setting up a situation which was a fulfillment of the prophecy. That's what those who hate the Bible have attempted to say, not very successfully. And I hope that we will see that it would have been impossible for anyone to have attempted to fulfill the likenesses that are found between Christ and Moses. They couldn't have created those likenesses, and therefore we must see the divinity, the hand of God in the works of the Bible, in the writings of the Bible. The accuracy is there. That which is prophesied has come from the mind of the one who knows all things and who plans all things from eternity. Now, let me just give you at least one today, because as I said, there are many, many parallels. But let's start with the birth of Moses and the birth of the Lord Jesus. There was a great similarity. Oh, I know one took place in Egypt and another took place over there in Israel, but the circumstances were very similar. Both were born in bondage. Moses was born, as you know, a Hebrew, under the bondage of Egypt. The Lord Jesus, he was born a Jew, but under the bondage of the Roman Empire. The Jews weren't free. They were under the control, under the authority of the Roman Empire. They were a slave nation. And so we see a parallel. In Luke chapter 2, in the verse 1, there are words that are more than just familiar. Look it up. Luke chapter 2, in the verse 1, it's not too long ago that across the world these words were being read in many Christian assemblies. Luke chapter 2, verse 1, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world, that is, all his world, the world he controlled, the Roman Empire, should be taxed, or, as the word means, gathered for registration. We think of taxes handing over money, but this is a collecting of really the names and the details of all the people in the Roman Empire. And so, although we see here the impact of that great law that was passed, taking place in Israel, it was happening across the whole Roman world. People were moving just like Mary and Joseph is here recorded as moving. And it says in verse 3, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Now you can see right away that there was more to this business than paying over your taxes. You could do that anywhere. But everybody had to go to their hometown and their register. And of course, if you went to your hometown, it could be proved from your neighbours, from your family, that yes, you are who you say you are, and this is where you were born, and this is where you came from. And so Joseph had to go to Bethlehem. For he was of that town. He was of the house and the lineage, the family of David. And Joseph had to do that at the command of a man sitting in Italy. Because Joseph and every other Jew was under bondage. And so it was with Moses. He was born into a Hebrew slave family. So here we have a parallel. When Moses said, a prophet like unto me, I suggest to you that perhaps Moses at that moment didn't realize just how great would be the likeness. He may not have realized that as I was born into a slave family, so the Messiah will be born into similar circumstances. And yet the word that God put in Moses' mouth when he uttered the words of Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. The words that God put in his mouth are accurate completely. So that The birth of Moses and the birth of the Lord Jesus are parallels. There's a likeness. There's a similarity. And I trust that today you will learn at least this, that whatever God says, God means. He's not like you and I, who often make statements that are loose. And if anybody challenges them, we have to say, well, I didn't exactly mean that. But not so God. What God says, he means absolutely. The Messiah was like Moses, even in the circumstances of his birth. We'll end it there. May the Lord bless his word. Let's have a quick wee word of prayer. Dear Lord, bless your word. Oh, please give the children a deep reverence and a deep faith in the word of God. Undertake for the school today, for the exams, whatever else takes place. Meet its every need for Jesus' sake. Amen.